And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
BlackRock owns 45 million shares of Fox, which represents 15% of the company. We found out that information in February. And just before that, Tucker Carlson reacted to a video of the president of Ukraine thanking BlackRock for quote-unquote rebuilding Ukraine. And Tucker Carlson has consistently covered the corruption going on in Ukraine. 1 month later, he's gone. He also said this on a podcast.
Not only are they part of the problem, but I spent most of my life being part of the problem, defending the Iraq War. Like, I actually did that. Can you imagine if you did that?
Well, what do you think? What is one of your biggest regrets in your career?
Oh, defending the Iraq War.
That is it?
Well, I've had a million regrets. Not being more skeptical, calling people names when I should have listened to what they were saying. For too long, I participated in the culture where I was like, anyone who thinks outside these pre-prescribed lanes is crazy, is a conspiracy theorist. And I just really regret that. I'm ashamed that I did that.
Isn't that what the media tries to do, though?
It's their only purpose.
Right.
They're not here to inform you. Really? Even on the big things that really matter, like the economy and war and COVID and like things that really matter that will affect you. No. Their job is not to inform you. They are working for the small group of people who actually run the world. They're their servants. They're their Praetorian Guard. And we should treat them with maximum contempt because they have earned it.
Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show. It's your girl, Char Michelle. I hope that you are doing well. Well, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing better than a couple of people we're about to discuss today who are without jobs. Yeah, I know. You probably read the title, so you know what you're prepared for. But you know how I think. I'm a person that likes to think critically, let's just call it, and around what I've been getting told here. And I'm just wondering a couple key facts, a couple key questions. Is why, how, when, and why all of a sudden at the same dang time? And we should go on to discuss that in this episode, but I hope you're well. I hope that you are healthy, happy, and excited for another episode of this WTFlandia Radio. Before you get started down this rabbit hole with me, though, make sure that you send it to a friend. Make sure that you're sending this broadcast to your closest friend, maybe the number one and two on your share list on Instagram, and see if they're not as cool as you and like have really great taste in listening quality. Okay, so we shall see. Well, only time will tell. Send it off though and let them get the gist. Because if this topic interests you as much as it does me for theoretical reasons, then then it might interest your friends. I'm just realizing my closest two friends on my friend list are my very own seed. They're my children. And it's because I find a lot of good good meme material. My daughter she sends me a lot of memes, right? And they're things where I wonder and I question how she even is guided to watch some of those things. How, like, at what magnitude, at what rate of watching material like this do you have to be in the category of to receive the things that she watches? It's wild. I'm just going to say that. It makes no sense. It's very... She will send me somebody, for instance. I think I send this to her, though, because I'm starting to think like her now as far as meme quality goes. This woman was getting ready in the mirror and she was pulling her hair forward and she was doing it for the gram. So she had her camera phone on and she was slapping her hair for it, and she forgot the sink. The porcelain sink was in front of her, and she went, you know that move we do, ladies, you know what it is. You put your hair down just to sling it up and put it on the in a ponytail. Well, she forgot that porcelain sink was there, and she smacked her head. The sound alone, it tore up the inside of my soul. I'm not the same. And I was trying to send it to her so she can know not to, don't ever try to floss for the gram that way. And she's like, Mom, my ears, can we turn it down? It hurts. It's painful. Anyways, if you guys want some really good shares, follow your girl, Love Shower Michelle, on Instagram. I can see what I can maybe add you to my share list, and you can move your way up top if you like that weird stuff. But anyways, it's the same kind of way I run my podcast broadcast. I take the weirdest topics and I go, well, let's dissect this. What are we looking at here? Anyways, jump on into it, guys. Why on the beautiful media planet that we live on, media filled conspiratorial planet, we're not even conspiratorial, the, what is it called? The mass media, let's just call it that. Why did two of your favorites or not favorites retire or get fired on the same dang day? Well, yes, you read it right. Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson are out, both out on the same day, within hours from each other, if not minutes. They probably had it already on the agenda in the morning, but they released the information to us following the mass media at the same, around the same time. Don Lemon was fired by CNN minutes after Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. The only thing is, they said that Don Lemon was fired and Tucker Carlson is out. I want to know the verbiage of that. What does that mean exactly? What does it mean? So a lot of people go do bad stuff and they go on administrative leave and they get paid. Don Lemon's beautiful black gay self is fired and out. What is he fired? And Tucker Carlson, the MAGA weaponizing biblical Christian or whatever he refers to himself as, is out. What is happening here? I have questions and they beg answers. Longtime CNN anchor Don Lemon announced Monday that he was fired by the network in a move that left him stunned. He was stunned. He said, I did not wake up to just receive all this news. What is this? What is it? What is this? What is this? And what? Why Carlson? Maybe we're switching sides. Maybe I go over to Fox and Carlson, Tucker Carlson, come over to CNN. See if the audience will be into that kind of a shimmy. He's stunned. It came less than an hour. Listen, guys, and less than an hour after Fox News said it had parted ways with host Tucker Carlson, he parted ways. Why don't we just say fired? Why don't you just say he got fired just like Don Lemon? Is this racist? I don't want to race bait, but why are we calling it two different things? Did Tucker Carlson get fired and Don Lemon get fired? Or did one get out and one's out and one's get left behind? Whatever it is, I need answers. Because listen, guys, if you're new to the show, I'm the type of person that I don't do fine line. I need to know exactly hard lines. I need exactly what I'm dealing with here by wording. Otherwise, I start to think out all around things. Even when things are shot at me straight, I still am like, no, what is this? What am I looking at here? What are you really trying to show me? So that kind of wording makes me a little bit lost, and it makes me a little bit interested in more about why both of these guys are out. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't spend a lot of my hours watching these two. I don't. And it's probably because of the way I described them coming into this bit. And this is, again, this is improvisational broadcast. So don't come in here looking for the 100% uncut truth. It's not what we do here. We speak around it and we talk to it and we keep it pushing after that. But yay, I still want to know. Wording is important for my ears. Even if I do like to joke about stuff on this podcast or talk around the issue and talk directly to the issue. You never know what you're going to get here, but I can tell you what, we're going to get on it. Is this what we're going to do? Anyways, he's stunned, which came less than an hour after the Fox News said it parted ways with the host, Tucker Carlson, another massive shakeup to the cable news landscape. No, we need to get rid of cable news and get me on there. Actually, guys, I'm going to be honest. Now that I'm done playing and I'm 8 minutes into this improv, I want to tell you guys, CNN, both CNN and Fox News have been in the negotiation process. And they have decided that your girl, Char Michelle, would be better off hosting in a roundabout episode called 20 Minutes with Char Michelle, 2 hours with Char Michelle. And so we're in the last stretch of contract talk. And so, you know, make sure that you guys go on, like, share, and subscribe to both networks and tell them that you would like for me to make sure that they outbid each other for me. Okay, guys? All right. Just kidding. But it would be dope to be in a network battle with those, for these two out and Char Michelle in. I like it. I like the way it sounds. Anyways, Lemon tweeted a message on Monday blasting CNN's leadership, saying, I would have thought that someone in management would have the decency to tell me directly. He found out on the news. Did he find out on the news? He'd get ready for work like, hold up, I'm out? What? What? What is this? I thought we were going to talk about Tucker Carlson's departure on my show tonight. Imagine. That's like getting broken up over text from your boyfriend. This is stupid. This is 2023, though. This is backside down world. Backside down. It's upside down. Oh, well. Anyways. CNN confirmed the departure shortly afterward, but called Lemon's account inaccurate, adding he was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released his statement on Twitter. Don Lemon's statement, this is CNN Communications. They have their own yellow verified Twitter channel. Wait, what? Sorry, say it, come again? Now they have yellow check mark. First of all, the check mark was a psyop. Anyways, it was to make everybody feel more important than they actually were. Everybody poops. There's nobody more important than anybody, in my opinion. As long as I know that you shit on the toilet, we're all fair game. Forgive me, Lord, for saying that word. It slid out. It's improv. But you know what I mean. You just as human as anybody else. I don't care about your check mark. I care about what you're talking about. That's all I care about. Does it make me laugh? Does it make me feel comfortable? Does it make me ease? Does it make me think? Does it make me whatever? I'm going to tell you what. People should have the opinion to not put so much value on what Don Lemon says or Tucker Carlson says. Oh, it's true. Oh, hold that thought. Welcome to WTFlandia. Halftime show. Press pause and go ahead and grab your favorite snack and your most tasty drink, and we'll meet you back here in just a few. See, what happens is we just start to idolize these paid professionals, journalists. And we start to say, oh, he's right, and he's wrong, and you're doing... I got a tweet, should I say, from DJT Jr. That's Donald John Trump Jr. Or I don't know what his middle name is. Like a Donald Jerry Trump, who knows. But DJT Jr. Donnie Jr. And he was like, Tucker Carlson, now what the... And then they're going to go on down the rabbit hole. They're trying to silence the truth. They want to get rid of good, hardworking Christian men. And, you know, I don't want to go on to say that, you know, I don't know. I'm going to go on to say this. All of us are made in the image of Christ, okay? But when we weaponize the Bible and we go and do racist baiting, and we go and try to make white people think that they're losing their spot, on Earth by all the immigrants and other people who are having babies and eliminating the white race. You need to go somewhere, go dig a hole in Florida somewhere and go run with the people that are interested in that kind of a thought process. Otherwise, let's talk about how we can, as a human race, get up out of this psychological psyop that we've all been entering, making everything seem right that's wrong. So yes, ultimately, if you are a Christ follower, not necessarily a Christian, because there's a lot of Christians who are leading people astray, I could tell you that much right now. But if you follow Christ, then you're on the path towards righteousness, which means you're trying to be more righteous than right. You're trying to do things the right way, the way God would do it, the way Jesus would do it. You're trying to have the mind of Christ. You're trying to love people through all that chaos, because we're all just living on this ratchet world, planet, at this point. But you're not trying to run people away from God. And so a lot of times these MAGA nationalists, they run people away from God rather than to it, because they are, like I just did, Lord forgive me, swearing out the same mouth they praise with. And that's not how we're supposed to do it. And that's why when I did that, I said, forgive me, Lord, because it's not right. We're supposed to love people, because it says all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not some, but all. And so if we know that, then that's what we should, Ephesians 16:16, I believe, or 16:18. So if we know that, we should know that that's exactly what that means. So we're all made in the image of Christ, not like we are all God. I'm a God. Somebody wrote that. They're like, it was under this comment section about Kyrie Irving, like in his all-seeing eye and his triangle and his The Rock, or whatever Illuminati signal that is, he's throwing up with the triangles that The Rock people do, Beyonce and all that. They're like, he's an Illuminati and blah, blah. And I'm not saying that he's not, but I don't care, because I'm just going to pray for people and keep pushing. But this guy goes, no, why are you trying to make everything satanic? It's not, he's just, the all-seeing eye means that we have God within us and we are gods. He didn't say within us. He said, all-seeing eye is this Kyrie exposing the truth, is that we are gods. Like a lot of people think, I'm a God. And so when you know that God, you're God, you can not run away from the power you have and control things and control your mind, levitate and astral project and all this stuff, right? And to which I responded, nah, bro. We are definitely not God. You can't even control a diarrhea fart, or otherwise known as a shart, in the morning after a bad potato salad or a hangover. How dare you call yourself God? You can't even control that. So, and he's like, well, and then he's like, well, do you not believe that God lives within you? I go, well, that's different. Now we can talk. I do believe that God lives within you. Now, question is, big G or little G we talking about? Because whatever God you allow in is who lives within you. Little G is Satan. A lot of people are rocking with that God. Do not get it twisted. Okay, those are gods. Small G gods. Big G God is a God of everything that created everything in his image and his likeness. And is abhorring the world at its current status. Abhorrent. Because and check this out, the image and likeness that he created us all in is definitely not the evil satanic manipulation and lies of those sinful things that we're calling ourselves as a nation right now. It's not that. It's the when he says we were made in his likeness, in my opinion, it's the beautiful parts. It's the hopeful parts. It's the parts that are just, well, perfect the way he created it. We go and confuse it and change it. That's the small G part. That's the devil. He's a manipulator. He does not tell the truth, and he's trying to confuse. He's the author of confusion. If he can confuse you enough, you'll accept whatever is thrown at you. And so, that's what I replied. Small G or big G? What are we talking about, sir? And then we can get past that. We can answer this. But for you to tell me that I'm the God of anything, that's a falsity. But yes, God does live within me. As imperfect as I am, I say that scripture, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, it serves me great mercy and joy. Because I know that if I have faith that he is God and he exists and he sent his son Jesus, then I'm going to be saved. Even when I do fall and filter and say curse word on my podcast sometimes. You know, I don't like that. But, you know, I'm human. But we're not supposed to curse out the same amount we praise with. That's also scripture in the Bible. I'll post it in the bio. But you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. So we're living in this weird world where everything is so confusing. This girl says she's a girl, but she said her pronouns is he and him. And she looked like a girl. And she got dressed on. How am I supposed to do that? That's a psyop for my brain. It's not to making it. It's not. The math ain't mathing. Life is life, and y'all, we gotta understand this. We can feel however we want to feel. We can identify with however we want to identify. I do not want to take that away from anybody, but expecting us, the world, otherwise, me expecting you to address me a certain way because I expect it. I'm a millionaire. I want you to address me as such. You don't have to do that. It's stupid yet, until this becomes fact. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't, but seriously, you don't have to address me as something I'm not. I'm a wolf. You don't have to say that because you don't see a wolf. You just see that that's my thought process. And you can say, I can accept that that's your thought process, Shar, but that's not what I see. So can I just call you Shar? Thanks. And that's what needs to happen because I don't need to refer to you as what you're telling me to refer to. That's too confusing. We are confusing a whole generation. And once we get into this confusion depth, we're not coming out of this. A whole generation will be confused and lost. And then how try to train a generation of leaders who are already confused. Because these will be your presidents, your preachers, your teachers, and so on and so forth. Think about that. This is the work of the devil, the time we live in right now. So Tucker Carlson may be preaching some kind of facts like that and make people feel uncomfortable because, the truth feels uncomfortable at times. Don Lemon, I don't know what got him out. When I used to watch him, he was, you know, to me, okay. I think he got caught in some extra external something off the, when he's not on air. So maybe some Office Space drama. I'm not sure. I have to read it. But the point of the matter is, CNN Communications says, Don Lemon's statement about this morning's events is inaccurate. He was offered a chance to meet with management, but instead he released a statement on Twitter. And so both Lemon and Carlson have hired entertainment lawyer Brian Freeman. They both hired the same lawyer. Oh, what? They both hired the same. What? Is he the only guy that does this weird thing? Sorry, I'm news firing, let go, retiring, out. Business. Oh my gosh. Lemon arrived at CNN in 2006 and spent the past 5 months co-hosting CNN This Morning alongside Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow. And critical quote was by, at no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network, Lemon tweeted. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. Ooh, with that said, I want to, whatever he says. Lemon was long one of the most recognizable figures at CNN. I would say so. And he hosted his own primetime show, Don Lemon Tonight, between 2014 and 2022. Everything after that got weird. People started doing stuff. I mean, look at the brothers from New York, the mayor and the other CNN co-host. I forget their names already. That was a weird time in history. But anyways, he says the early morning spot was not a demotion, insisting that the creation of a successful morning show was the biggest priority because he went from hosting Don Lemon Tonight to a co-host of a new morning show. Lemon was suspended in February after claiming Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who is 51 years old, isn't in her prime. He said something that the audience didn't agree with. He said some WTF stuff out loud on a mass media network. So that didn't sound good. And, you know, sometimes when you say things that don't sound good to the narrative, then you get canceled, right? We're starting to notice that the canceling culture is, they're on it, right? They are on it. AI is going to be hosting all these shows one day. And it will just say what it's told to say and predict what it's told to predict. And, you know, humans are becoming less and less and less important. Like I've said before, I don't know. That's my opinion. Again, all this is opinions. So that was kind of, I think the first start was a Nikki Haley. And come on, seriously. Just say you're a comedian, Don Lemon. We all practice comedy every now and again. Make people laugh. Maybe he was just joking. I'm not sure. I didn't even hear it. Maybe he wasn't. Either way, he's out. He's out, guys. Who's going to take his place? Who's taking Tucker Carlson's place? Who is going to step up when these guys are down? The fact that they both have the same lawyer is like wild to me. I'm very interested in knowing where they go from here. I'm not playing. Like, this is interesting as all giddy down. But until we find out, I want us to stay focused on the fact that, you know, we're like arguing about the silliest stuff. Like, I just saw this news article on New York Post, and it was like, there are two, or in Putin's Russia, they have what is known as their Prime or Amazon. They strip search the female workers to make sure they're not stealing anything and blah, blah, blah. And these people, I'm always reading the comments, right? Because I just got to get in there and see what the comment section is saying. And they're like, well, who cares? Stick to the thing. Stick to what's going on. And blah, blah, blah. And I think that that's not maybe a fair assessment to say who cares, but I understand they're saying stick to the problem. And the thing is we do need to stick. We're sticking our nose. That right there, once news like that travels and we start reporting this on our mainstream media, it starts to ruffle the feathers of our enemies. If Putin's going to look at that, he's going to see a bunch of Russian girls in half nude on New York Post. He's going to go, why they get that information? Who's turning on that? There's a spy inside of her. Because inside of their headquarters, and Russian headquarters, so who gave the footage away is what he's going to ask. And this is going to amp up tensions for us, which I've been talking about before. The war, it feels like it's right around the corner, in my opinion. It could not be. It could be 20 years from now. Could never happen. But in my vantage point, it's close. And it's closer than ever when we provoke this type of stuff and we make light of it. And then people are like, you know, looking at Russian women getting strip searched. And that should probably not have gotten out to America, especially because the tensions are so high. And we're demoting the U.S. dollar to nothing, to pesos. And all of these things, and a partridge in a pear tree. And I'm just wondering what really is good. And then, you know, I think we should focus. I honestly think that we should keep our focus where it is. We need to think about the fact that there were 18,000, however many, more or less, train derailments within North America, the United States, over the past couple of months. And why those things happen. And who's in charge of those things. And why we're not seeing if everybody that's involved in that in and around the area is okay. We also should talk about the fact that we are really pushing the envelope at the kids' schools. I saw a video where a full-grown stripper, this guy dressed in woman's costume, I guess, you know, a transgendered. I don't know if he refers to himself. Again, you can look at a person one way and they can tell you there's something else. But was twerking on a 10th grader, giving him a lap dance on school grounds in a what looked like a rally, like a school-sponsored rally. So that's child abuse. Pedophilia is happening right there on the school ground. A full-grown man dressed in women's clothing with boobs out, lingerie on, gyrating on a chair on a 10th grader? Are you kidding me? That's okay? That should really piss people off. It should. Instead, we're watching Russian news that's probably going to get us in trouble. And also the fact that you can walk into any elementary and high school and there are vaccination stations set up in school grounds. And guess who knew about it? Not me. I didn't get any information saying we're going to set up a vaccination station from the local health organizations and the kids can go in there and get themselves vaccinated without telling the parents. Let's stick to us really good people. And I'm not saying we should stick our nose out of other allies' business, because I guess that's the game of chess that we play, or game of life that we play. But we also should really stick to the fact that we are in America. Babylon is fizzling. It's falling. And our kids are getting chopped at the knees by it. That's a problem. So if that sounds a little bit, you know, what do they call it, Republican, or conservative to you, then what is not conservative to you? I don't want children to be twerked on. They're not grown. They shouldn't make those decisions. They're telling kids that they can make decisions to have anal sex at 12 years old in North America. That's a problem. This is encouraging bad behavior. This is encouraging sickness. It's sick. It's demonic, and they know it. And I'm wondering if they do this because once they release the list of people who've been hanging out and fly fishing at Jeffrey Epstein's island, that it will sting less. It'll sting a little less because, well, look at, you know, the age of consent is 12 years old. You know, 2 years later, people will be so indoctrinated with that kind of message that they'll be like, oh, yeah, well, it's fine. No, let's get on it now and say, listen, stop. Stop the cap. This is a manipulative lie, and it's satanic at very best. Or least. The devil is a liar. And yeah, the path of righteousness is not easy. You fall, you trip, you make mistakes all the time, but God is there to catch you. You know, but where do you want to go at the end of it all? You trying to chill with the big G God, the God who came to save you, who said you're made in his name, his image, in his life, that you're made in his likeness? That the good stuff that he put in there is still there, but the lies have been covered up by the costumes of the devil? Like, let's keep it real. Yeah, it sounds like, it sounds really, whatever it sounds like. Everything sounds screwed up. I'm looking at the weirdest stuff I ever looked at in my life. Don't tell me what's weird. What do you follow? Where are you going when you leave? I really hope that we can think about these things, because what I do know in my heart of hearts is that death is eternal. Later. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you want to change the way that you're living right now and have the opportunity to get to heaven? Say this prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Ready? Jesus, I am a sinner and I wholeheartedly repent. Please forgive me. I believe you died on a cross and rose again, conquering death so that I can live. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Please baptize me in your Holy Spirit. No matter how hard it may be to follow you, keep me honoring you from this moment forward and on the narrow path of righteousness. Holy Spirit, please walk with me every step of the way. Angels, go before me and battle all of the obstacles that are set up to trap me. Blood of Jesus, cover me in your mercy. And God in heaven, please allow my name to be written in your book of life. Amen.
I think this broadcast right here was the main reason Tucker Carlson got fired.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are. You'll be in the shower and you'll think, they're bad, but how bad are they? Well, here's one measure of their badness. You can try this at home. Ask yourself, Is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? Anyone who'd do that is obviously Pablo Escobar-level corrupt and should not be trusted. What would that look like? That level of corruption? Well, imagine that the Trump administration had made it mandatory for American citizens to buy MyPillow. That's one of Fox News' biggest advertisers. Imagine the administration declared that if you didn't rush out and buy at least one MyPillow, and then at least another booster pillow, you would not be allowed to eat out. You couldn't re-enter your own country. You couldn't have a paying job. MyPillow, they told you with a straight face, was the very linchpin of our country's public health system. Now imagine as they told you that Fox, as a news organization, endorsed it, amplified the government's message. Imagine if Fox News attacked anyone who refused to buy MyPillow as an ally of Russia, as an enemy of science. And then imagine that Fox kept up those libelous attacks even as evidence mounted that MyPillow caused heart attacks, fertility problems, and death. If Fox News did that, what would you think of Fox News? Would you trust us? Of course you wouldn't. You would know that we were liars. Thank heaven, Fox News never did anything like that. But the other channels did. The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies. And then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. At the very least, this was a moral crime. It was disgusting.
I think this broadcast right here was the main reason Tucker Carlson got fired.
Come on.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.